Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
The office Christmas party at Big Al's Bar wasn't that bad. Hear all about it coming up on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We'll tell you about 20 minutes away from talking about the Christmas party.
What does it mean it wasn't that bad? I think it was that good.
I will tell you this. One of you will need to apologize. Will it be Kelly Raspberry or will it be Big Al Mac?
Or both.
Or both.
Yeah.
I thought it was,
Or both.
I'm a little tainted.
20 minutes away.
You're tainted?
You're tainted.
I'm a little, my opinion is a little, okay, maybe it wasn't the right word. Skewed. Partial. I'm a little partial. How about that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I figured it out.
Obviously, you're on your side.
I don't even know. Yeah,
you're on your side.
Yes, yeah. I'm on my side.
Yeah. And I was talking about how my wife and I went and got our Christmas tree yesterday, and I got mud all over me that smelled like doo-doo.
Yeah. Or doo-doo, yes.
Well, I think because there's manure out there because it's like in the gardening area. I'm hoping it was manure smell. Which is also doo-doo.
You're
hoping it was?
Why would you hope that?
Because for some reason, I feel like manure is cleaner than actual doo-doo that came from
manure
the...
manure is doo-doo.
Here's why.
You hope it was mud?
Huh?
Yeah, here's why. Because I'd rather it be, like, manure that...
Oh, you mean, like...
Than the porta-potty water that like...
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather it be that than the porta potty water.
I mean, did you pick the one by the porta potty? Because I would go like the farthest away.
No, but it was the porta potties were outside of the tent, so I don't know how the water worked. I don't know how it went about. But
did it smell anything like the hallway back here behind our building?
Yeah, so similar.
Yeah, okay.
not very good, Al.
All right.
I said I wanted to get a fake tree.
Yeah.
From now on, JC, another reason you don't want a real tree. I had a friend who put up a tree at Christmas, and apparently a spider had laid eggs in the tree.
Oh!
And a week later,
oh no,
they put up the tree. The spider eggs had hatched, and they came home
spider
to
tree.
Hundreds and hundreds of baby spiders. They were all over the place. They had to move out so they could get the house exterminated.
Oh, that's like one of those urban legends. Yeah.
That happens.
Oh, awful.
I hadn't even thought about the spiders.
Yeah.
Oh, if that happened, I would burn my house down.
I love the process of the new tree, of the real tree, though.
It is cool.
I really do. I went to Home Depot, got my tree, got my girlfriend's tree, and put it in the back of the truck, snuck it into her house, put it, up in the stand and everything before she got her. You know, I liked that whole process. It's kind of like, and I do the same with my mom, too. I just like the whole thing. I don't know. That just puts me in the Christmas spirit for some reason.
And this one says, artificial trees have a span of about 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently there's arsenic floating in the air.
Arsenic? What?
Arsenic floating in the air.
I've never heard that.
I haven't either.
This one's on the side of get a real tree. That's what this person's saying, that there's a lot of like plastic particles and contaminants in the artificial tree.
The longer you have it. And then it'll land on your Christmas gifts and all that.
I never will forget. I've told y'all this story. I never will forget when my mother, I love you, Mama, she's decided to flock a tree one year, which, sprayed it down with that white stuff, flock. And boom, boom, had a white Christmas tree. Beautiful. She goes, let's save it. I'm like, save what? The tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hung it upside down in the garage for
a year.
For months. And then I think my dad wanted to do something. We moved it and like broke something off of it. And I wish I had a pencil so I could. I mean, it was just.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a real tree.
It's a fire hazard.
It's a big time fire hazard.
Big time.
Yeah.
That's the scariest part about those and the spiders that we just learned about. Saturday was our Christmas party.
Yes, it was.
Saturday also happened to be the night that Ryan Gosling was hosting SNL.
Terrible luck for me.
Yeah, Jenna
had
made it out to the party instead of SNL.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Thanks, Jenna.
So Ryan's Canadian, and he pretended to be from New York during the monologue. Then Mike Myers, who's also from Canada, came out in the middle of it.
And busted him.
And got it going.
Are you ashamed to be Canadian? Mike, I'm very proud to be Canadian, okay? It's one of the greatest countries in the world. It's just nobody really wants a dramatic actor from Canada, People don't really think of Canada that way. They just sort of think of it as America's hat.
Well, we've got so much to be proud of. Come on, people. Our hunky new Prime Minister Trudeau, hello. Degrassi Junior High. Sir Justin Bieber. And you want to talk Christmas? No one does Christmas better than Canada. Waking up at dawn, snow up to your nugs.
Mike, you're right, okay? I shouldn't have lied. I'm sorry.
Sorry?
I'm sorry.
Huh? All right. He's sorry.
Ryan Gosling must have taken a page out of the Jimmy Fallon book because he was cracking up in every skit.
He couldn't keep it together.
He could not keep it together. He lost it in the alien abduction bit, which is actually pretty funny.
That is the one I would understand he'd lose it in because Kate McKinnon made everyone laugh.
She was so funny in it. Yeah. And then the dad skit, he also lost it in.
And he lost it when they were playing the elves.
Yeah, he lost it in every skit. But he was funny. He did a good job.
Okay.
The musical act was Leon Bridges.
I don't really know the destination, but I got a feeling I'm going to be her passenger now.
The song.
Let me be your passenger.
Smooth sailing.
Should I like the way, say your ship now.
That's what he sounded like on SNL. Now let's compare it to what he sounded like on our show, singing Smooth Sailing.
I don't really know her destination, but I got a feeling I need to be her passenger now. Sugar, let me be your passenger. Sure. Should I like the way?
I would say... equally as well.
Yeah, both.
Equally as well.
1 year ago, that dude was bussing tables at a restaurant,
crazy,
at a steakhouse,
Al?
Right down the road, and now he's on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, here is Leon Bridges telling us how much his life has changed in a short amount of time.
I mean, this time last year, I was still washing dishes.
Really? A year ago, you were not doing this. Not at all.
Yeah, we actually had recorded Coming Home by then, so I was just... Chilling at home.
Like, I want to go.
Well, yeah, I know. I saw this tour schedule. I was like, I want to do that.
Wow.
What a cool life. And he's such a cool dude.
Yeah, very cool guy.
I'm glad he's finally getting the recognition.
Me too.
He deserves it. And staying in the music side of things, we're at our Jingle Ball concert last week.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to interview a bunch of celebrities, including Camila Cabello, who was there supporting... her boyfriend.
Oh, man.
A boyfriend.
Shawn Mendes was there. They even performed I Know What You Did Last Summer together. Really, they seemed happy, both of them, back there.
Teenagers are on the stage in front of thousands of people.
Getting along and stuff. So we were on stage. We had to do some announcements. I think we were actually introducing One Direction at this time when Camila was coming in, so we weren't able to sit in for an interview. Lucky for us, intern Justin.
To the rescue.
Intern Justin and Elena, our phone screener and Tinder expert, were ready to go.
All right.
They were ready to get this interview going for us in case we were busy. And we were.
And we were.
So here is their interview with Camila Cabello from Fifth Harmony.
Hi, Camila. Hi.
The K-Cotic Morning Show.
Yes.
Really?
Do you?
Of course I listen
to this.
Listen
to us?
Who doesn't listen to this?
I'm Elena.
Hi.
This is Justin.
And I'm Justin, intern Justin.
Cool. Selfie Queen Elena, intern Justin.
I'm intern Camila.
Intern Camila, two interns.
I'm new to this.
Yeah, we have to go get coffee a lot. That's a big part of the job is
the
coffee.
I would love to get coffee like for people. Like,
really?
That's so
well,
fun.
I think we actually have another spot.
Well, because then
we're going to fire you.
Okay,
pretty soon,
so do you want my job?
I could get you coffee. I could you could move up.
Okay,
and I'll
be
you
your assistant. I'll be your intern.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about y'all both
We could
work?
Be each other's. And then we'll both get coffee and be like, "Oh,
okay.
I know we're just drinking our last out right now, guys. Like, are you getting me coffee?
You're our boss.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel better about
we'll
it.
Get her coffee, too.
Okay,
but,
all right, well.
Spit in it. I'm kidding.
What have I done to you already?
I'm kidding.
So mean.
That's so great. Well, thank you for coming and hanging out with us back here at Jingle Ball.
Yeah.
This is so exciting.
We were talking to Shawn Mendes earlier, and I asked him about how he keeps his face all clean and clear, but he said he used makeup, but you...
I put it on for him.
You put it on for him?
Contour for him?
No, we were backstage, and he was like, I need your help, and I literally put foundation on for him.
Oh, he said...
We're very close.
He had told us it was his work.
No, I helped him.
No, that was your
good
work.
I helped him. He just didn't like my work. He was like, Camila, you're freaking crazy. You're going to mess this up for me. I was like, stay still.
Stay still.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I did the powder under his eyes.
Kate, you're a professional. Well, I actually needed a touch-up, too, here in a minute, if you could help me out.
I'm not that good. He barely uses any makeup.
I know. He's, like, a perfect, just like you. So you really, you're probably all natural.
No,
you don't
look
have
at this
on.
Zit. Look at this zit.
And this dot, right, yeah. No, you're perfect. No. Also, what's perfect is your song.
Thank you.
I know what you did last summer. That's so
Thank
cool.
You so much.
And it's been a while, because I haven't seen you since last summer, either. Is that
oh my
what?
God.
Is that, did Shawn Mendes find out about us,
yes.
or what?
We wrote it about you.
Oh, I knew it. I knew I was
He doesn't
in that
know
song.
What we did. Don't tell anybody what yeah. we did.
What has been that moment where you're like, okay, this is it. Like, I made it. Like, I'm
think,
famous.
Do you know what's cool? I don't know if this has happened before, but, like, when it's on those, like, karaoke apps.
You're like, this is it, guys.
Like, I think that's
okay.
cool.
I
because
did it.
When it becomes a karaokeable song, like, yeah. for example, like, like Adele songs are yes. all so karaokeable.
Yes.
Like, if you're at a party, you're like, put on Someone Like You. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, or like Toxic by Britney yeah. Spears. Mm-hmm. That definitely hasn't happened.
Britney Spears,
but
I feel like, is my go-to karaoke.
Really?
I think
mine is...
What's yours?
Mine is... I really like any One Direction song.
Have you ever just, like, gone to karaoke and then been like, I'm just going to sing my song, guys?
No, definitely not.
No.
Definitely have not done
so
that.
So do you sound just as beautiful doing karaoke? Because I sound good in the radio.
Nobody
on.
Wants to be that girl that, like... I don't think any singer wants to be that person that actually takes karaoke seriously. Like, you want to be like, oh, yeah, someone like you. Like,
yes.
You want to sound terrible.
You have to have fun
that
with
is...
it.
Yeah.
And that's
like,
why
nobody
I think
likes
alcohol
you.
Is supposed to be involved.
Exactly.
Because I can't do it unless I've had, like...
I'm 18 and I can't say that, but...
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. In some countries, maybe.
Good answer.
But
with
yes.
your parents.
But yes.
But yes.
Yes.
You heard it here first, guys.
Go, girl. Yes.
Capri Sun.
Get you some, and you got to throw
what
the vocal cords
what?
Out, too. You got to hit that. Oh, no!
I can't.
Well, what have you been doing for the holidays? Thanksgiving is past. Christmas is coming up. What have you been up to?
Well, I went to Mexico for Thanksgiving,
okay.
which is cool, because I have a lot of family there that I hadn't seen for literally 12 years. Like,
oh, wow.
I used to live there. And so I saw my cousins and my aunts and uncles that I hadn't seen in forever. So I spent, like, 2 days in Mexico, and I did, like, everything that you could want to do in Mexico.
Yeah.
I went to a zoo there. I climbed the top of, like, an Aztec pyramid, and there were, like, butterflies at the
oh,
top.
Wow.
It was so cool. Like, it sounds fake while I'm telling you, because it was so cool.
That's
no,
really
I believe
funny.
It.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that is so awesome. We are so, so, so honored to get to chat with you.
I'm honored.
Right? You should be.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Well done.
Nice job there.
Camila Cabello right there from Fifth Harmony. Got that song right now with Shawn Mendes. And just created a word that I didn't know existed. Karaokeable.
Karaokeable.
That's a good word.
I like that. Yeah.
I like that word.
Uh-huh.
Karaokeable.
Karaokeable.
And speaking of those climbing the pyramids like she did in Mexico, that is one of the hardest things I have ever done.
I'm telling you, I did it too.
It's
the Mayan
so hard.
Ruins, and
yeah.
it was like there was no one around, and you just there was a little rope to help you, and then once you get up there, it's like they're crumbling.
They're crumbling, and it's really high.
They're called ruins.
People were quitting halfway through because it was just like you're out of breath.
You got to go backwards coming down.
Oh man,
there's no bar up there, which I think is really really weird. It's like in Mexico, and I've gone. There's a bar pretty much every 3-4 feet.
Yeah.
But yeah, the ruins, no bar.
Nothing.
No bars at the ruins.
No.
And this song right here is karaokeable. You know what else is karaokeable?
What's karaokeable?
What's going on at Al's bar all the time.
Yeah, buddy.
There was some of that during our holiday Christmas party, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, there was a lot of...
Drama?
Drama leading up to the event.
Huh.
Now, I wasn't on some sort of group message that was going around before the party. So.
Nor was I, Jenna.
Oh, you weren't in that group?
I missed it until I got there and got to read it. I wasn't. Yes, I was left off
okay.
on accident.
Maybe we'll read you some excerpts from that conversation we had before the party.
Wait.
That'll be fun.
How was the Christmas party? Was the curtain terrible? Did Kelly end up having a good time? Is Big Al Mac not stressed anymore? All those questions will be answered when we talk about what went down next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We can all get some. Yeah, we can all get paid.
Five Sauce.
Yeah.
Those wonderful guys from Australia. We got to sit down with them. You get to hear that interview this time tomorrow morning.
Okay.
We had
Seconds of Summer.
5 Seconds of Summer, and I think we had 5 minutes with them.
So yeah.
They're busy dudes. Because I think they opened up the show. and they were moving about and they had to go somewhere. But we did get to sit down with the boys. This time, tomorrow morning, you'll get to hear that.
Cool.
We got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 50 minutes.
Yep.
Big stories from over the weekend, right, Kelly?
Oh, the hugest.
The hugest of all time. Not as huge as our Christmas party.
It was huge.
It was a big buildup for this.
We do it every year, and we're very fortunate, very blessed, work for a company that loves us and tries to take care of us and provides a Christmas party.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't have a Christmas party. All companies don't have.
Exactly. There was some drama that went down late last week when we put two and two together and figured out that the SEC championship was going on at the very same time that our party was supposed to start, or around the same time.
Yeah, the same day.
Same day, definitely.
Hours apart. It was like 4 hours apart.
Well, yeah, but if it would have gone into overtime, and there were things that could have gone wrong.
It started. Yeah, the game itself, which it wasn't just the SEC championship game as far as I'm concerned. It was even though my bar is a sports bar, it was the University of Alabama was playing in it, and that's one of my alumni watching, and I worked really, really hard to try and get them to come over. You know, it's just tough. So.
And our
it's
party,
a sports bar, yeah. And it's like college football playoff time almost. Yeah.
Our party was supposed to be closed off to the public. It was just supposed to be us. But since Al has this football game going on, he decided that he was going to put up a nice little VIP curtain.
Little VIP curtain.
We didn't know this until what?
Thursday.
Thursday. Thursday's when we found out.
Yeah. So I had it handled.
Yeah.
No big deal.
And it was still different than what Al had described because he said everyone's going to be outside.
Yeah.
Well, I thought originally we were going to go out. It didn't matter. I've had the casino party. Oh, we didn't say that. The party was a casino theme.
Yeah.
And so I've done this like a couple years ago. I did it for a company, and they had a great time. They had the exact same thing we did inside, they did outside. But we just flip-flopped it. We did it inside, and they had the football watching outside.
Okay. Kelly Raspberry, true or false, you almost did not come to the party.
I almost did not come.
You almost did not.
Yeah, now I wasn't privy to the text exchange that was going down before the party.
So my boss finally said, please come for me.
There was a group text. So it started
He was also messaging me privately off the group text.
Well, I know he was.
Here's the thing. Kelly,
someone sent a photo out, right?
Yeah, so
Kelly was the biggest opponent of the curtain.
No, Jenna is equally. I'm just the most vocal.
Yeah.
This is the problem. Kelly,
this is what happens. Everybody gets upset about something, but they know I'm the only one that's going to say anything.
No, and
Kelly's
this is,
the
then
voice.
I become the bad guy.
And Kelly was actually the biggest proponent of having the Christmas party at Al's
exactly
bar.
Right.
And I had originally said, I just like the idea of doing it somewhere else just because we do. I know we end up there, whatever. But I just like the idea that we all get to experience a new place that we don't normally hang out at. Kelly wanted to have it there. And then we found out there was a curtain. And then a picture got sent out to show the curtained off air.
And it was worse than we'd imagined.
Right, so I have the text message thread that started here, Big Al Mack, which you have not heard about yet.
Okay, I wasn't a part of this.
It's from White Cheddar, our executive producer.
Uh-huh.
He just wrote, sneak peek of tonight, ha, and it's a picture. And I will say this, the picture...
Kid TV, we have a picture of it.
It made it look like it was going to be a mess.
Bad.
It did not make it look right.
Because you still had it open to the public inside.
Yeah,
It was never open to the public after the curtain was up.
So
but it looked like it was, I guess.
Then the peanut gallery started talking, Big Al.
Okay.
Chickering, the engineer, wrote, cluster. Shannon Murphy.
Hello!
She wrote, anyone surprised? The man is a radio genius. Horrible party planner. Very true. Kelly Raspberry. Then Kelly Raspberry finally saw the picture.
Uh-oh.
Kelly says, horrified. Seriously, upset. And then I wrote.
I'm not in on any of these.
Right. I'm not either.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah,
no,
Jenna, you should have been in
this. Sunny accident, though. Yeah. You know, he sent it out to like 10 people. He just forgot.
And then I came in, Big Al Mack, and you're my boy. I want you to know this. You're my boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow, I didn't think it could get worse. An actual visual of that proved me wrong.
See?
And then Kelly's. Where's the visual?
Everybody was upset, but I'm the only one that that says
meanwhile,
nobody's saying anything to Big Al about it.
Meanwhile, I've been up since 7 o'clock in the morning carpeting, hanging curtain, buying poinsettias, 40 of them, having them decorated. And, whoa. So anyway.
You see the picture we had to look at.
It looked bad. You can admit to that, Al. That picture made it look like it was going to be bad. And then Kelly came in and said, Kelly said, you could tell Kelly felt bad because she goes,
really
I am so sorry. This is completely my fault. Completely. And then she goes, I'm not going. Y'all have fun.
She's not going.
I had no idea all this trouble was
going on. I didn't either. All I knew, I got a text message from Kelly saying, saying, this is even worse than I thought it was going to be.
You guys were fighting off to the side.
Yeah. Okay. I said,
I get that everything's a bit for the show, but there comes a point where it's just not funny anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, attendance is not mandatory.
Oh, yeah.
I said, oh, yeah. And he said, I'm like, see you Monday. I was so...
Because she was
beyond.
Like,
and that was sent to the group text, because I remember reading that from the party, right?
I let everybody know.
You screenshot it.
This is what Al said to me. This is how much he cares.
See you Monday.
Attendance isn't mandatory. See you Monday.
He was busy playing. He was working.
I'm really not going out. I told George was off the group text. George was like, Kelly, please don't do this to me.
I'm sitting over there decorating. Have been there, along with some other people, been over there all day long.
Just because you work hard doesn't mean it's good work.
Doesn't, but you're still putting your heart into it.
You know, it's like the people. I go to the gym every day, but if you're not really working out the right way, then...
Putting your heart into it. Spent a lot of money decorating. Out of my pocket, which nobody asked me to, but I just did it.
I thought this whole thing, reason we were having it there is because it was free and we didn't want to spend money.
No, there's a discount.
Some money. George still had to pay and stuff.
Yeah.
But then Al, I don't know, the whole point for me was that it wasn't closed.
Yeah.
And it wasn't private. That's the only
thing. It wasn't private.
And it's not that we don't love our listeners. You know we do. It's just when you're doing something like this, okay, I met a couple listeners, and my pictures that ended up online, I'm dead drunk eye. I don't really love that out there.
Yeah.
Because I look
we
awful.
We want to be unfiltered.
But
so...
I'm not going to ever say no to a listener.
Of course.
And I love, so here I am. Hey,
Well, so our boss, George got Kelly to go to the party because he told her he would buy her dinner at her favorite restaurant.
Oh, yeah, to bribe you?
She said,
she
needed
to.
She needed to, Al. She needed that. Because she felt extremely guilty because it wasn't looking good.
I will say the casino night aspect of it, the casino, awesome. It was such a hit. Everyone loved the gambling. Yeah. The casino was great.
We had a great blackjack dealer.
Yeah, we did. Al, I walked in, and as soon as I walked past the curtain and saw what it looked like inside, I walked straight to you, and I said, dude, my bad. This was really good.
Behind the curtain was really nice.
It was really nice. It was beautiful. It was well set.
Thank you.
The atmosphere was cool.
Yeah.
I liked the bartending was happening.
Yeah. We had our own little bartender. It was awesome.
I'll give you that.
I feel bad. It was silly saying it because we did it. But you know, I was just trying to make it nice for us. That's exactly what I was trying to do. I guess maybe I didn't describe it.
I got up on stage, and what did I say?
It wasn't that bad.
That's right.
It wasn't that bad.
I wanted to apologize. It's not that bad.
I said, I think that was an apology from Kelly. Kelly said on the mic, this is after karaoke and started, I guess.
Yeah. No, this is before. We did the prize giveaways.
Okay. So she goes, okay, Al, it's not that bad.
Kelly,
so I said, I guess that means I love you.
Yeah.
In our language.
Kelly, during the prize giveaways, made me laugh so hard.
What was I doing? I don't even remember.
Kelly, how many drink were you
Well, this
deep?
Is what happened.
How many drinks?
What happened, Kelly?
Whenever, there was something.
Okay. I was drinking vodka sodas, my Tito soda of choice. But Steven, your buddy Steven, every time the whole blackjack table beat the house, is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Every time we all won, and he'd get us all jello shots.
Oh, Steven.
Well, we got on a roll
where
we just kept killing the house. So we did a few jello shots.
Oh, that's what happened.
Kelly drank so much that her accent almost went away. It was the weirdest thing. It was like reverse. And then all Kelly wanted, because the way we did this casino, it was really cool. There were some cool prizes with little jars. We got tickets based on how much money you won gambling for a couple hours. You could put your raffle tickets in there, and we did a drawing for some of the prizes.
Yeah.
I think there were 5 or 6 great prizes.
Yeah.
And so Kelly clearly had put all her tickets in the one in particular she wanted.
I did the gold, the gift certificate to the mall.
The shopping spree?
Shopping spree at the mall. And I did that TV that JC ended up winning.
Okay.
The Curve TV.
So as they were about to pull the final prize for the TV, all the other ones had already been drawn. Kelly stood up and walked to the front. She goes, what happened with the gold? And someone had already won it. They go, oh, Mike's wife won it. And Kelly went, ugh. And she turned around and stormed off. It was so funny.
You didn't know we had given away the shopping spree.
She went up with her tickets like, did I win them all? She was so
mad. Just knew she won. Just knew she won.
Oh, man.
Just knew she won.
How many tickets did you end up winning, Kelly?
I don't know. I just took half of them and put half in one and half in the other. I don't know.
The dealers were so sweet.
You didn't even know it is?
No, they were great. They were great.
How'd you guys think the food went? Because
now here's the thing.
This is where we differ.
This was a picnic party. We show up, and Al tells us ahead of time there's going to be deviled eggs, potato salad, bacon wrapped chicken wings. So we're thinking, this is a picnic. But to make matters worse,
what?
We get there, and he just went to, like, Kroger and got two plastic vegetable trays and popped the top off and set them out.
Oh, yeah.
Did I miss the bacon-wrapped chicken wings?
You did.
Yeah.
Well, they were,
there were chicken tenders.
Shrimp. There was bacon-wrapped shrimp.
I saw chicken tenders.
And there was some sort of jalapeno log. Let's be honest.
Oh, those jalapeno?
Them jalapeno logs were like doo-doo.
They're boneless chicken wings.
But they tasted great.
They were awesome.
I give you an A plus on the food. I personally
loved it. It was picnic food, but it was delicious. I ate a lot of them deviled eggs. They were really good.
It was really. They did a great job.
Well,
I can't even take credit for it. They did a great job.
I went to dinner after.
We drank.
That's cool.
White cheddar was.
It was a fun part.
White cheddar, our producer, was so nervous about the food that he said he burnt his tongue on purpose on Friday night so he wouldn't taste the food on Saturday.
Really?
Dude, come on.
It
was good. It was good. Well, I'm glad y'all had a good time. That was one thing I was worried about.
But man, the second the clock hit 10, that place was stripped down.
Oh, man.
And
Yeah, because those guys had to come in and get that equipment, the casino
stuff.
They
moved it out. I didn't even notice that gone. I mean, I turned around and it was gone.
Yeah.
We didn't even get that. We went.
I was gone too, so I don't know.
Yeah.
We went full on live performances right at 10 when it opened. We didn't get to do karaoke by ourselves. So it was a packed house with us doing karaoke.
Yeah.
Kelly, you got up there and sang some karaoke. Like
Kelly sang a little karaoke?
Well, because you know why? Because I take care of the karaoke DJ.
Yeah.
I always tip her well. Do y'all ever tip her?
Mm. I pay her.
JC?
I didn't know.
You don't have to, Al.
I didn't know.
She has a tip jar.
Okay, I don't know.
It's the size of my head. How can you not notice
I don't know.
Tip jar?
Would your performance be the tip?
Because JC comes up when I say, JC, come on up.
I usually just walk up when Al calls me.
Yeah.
That's when I go.
Tipper.
Okay, now I know. But here, Kelly, do you remember this right here?
I remember singing. Gotta find a woman like that. That's me.
Deep voice, Kelly.
And that's Lacey's husband. That's Lacey's husband.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That was
I went
great.
Back up to the karaoke DJ. I said, I really want to sing Mr. Brightside. She said, you already sang it.
5 minutes ago. That's what you just saying.
I forgot that I sang.
That's what you just
said. I said, I need to sing one more song because I'm getting ready to go.
No, that's Jello.
Oh, okay, the Jello shots.
I'm getting ready to leave and I need to sing one more song. So let me just sing Mr. Brightside. She said, you've already sung it. I said, well, what else do I sing? She goes, you sing Jesse's Girl. I said, okay, I'll sing that. She told me what to sing because I'm like, I don't even know.
That's funny.
Did your date have fun, Kelly?
He did.
He did? Good. Yeah,
Tinder. No, I'm not Tinder.
Bumblebee.
He's such a good sport to put up with that.
He was.
Yeah.
He wore a Christmas, because we did ugly Christmas sweaters for the guys.
Yeah, yep. He said, I want to fit in. So he wore an ugly vest.
He came in. I was like, my man. You didn't even wear an ugly sweater.
I didn't wear mine because Kelly got it.
What do you mean Kelly got it?
Kelly brought it for me, so I didn't want to wear it.
Are you being serious? Oh, God, you showed me.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious? Actually, I didn't get it. I brought it to you because the man that owned that store gave it to you. Remember?
I was
just the courier.
But still,
remember when I told you that this is from your friend?
Yeah.
So you showed me.
Kelly, Al didn't want anything to do with Kelly that day.
Man, I didn't think she was going to show up. I didn't think she was going to show up. So
we have a little. What?
I think it was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Yeah. I told you the party was excellent.
Thank you.
Maybe I'm just saying that because I finally won a raffle.
Yeah, you did. Looking at it through rose-colored glasses.
I have never won a raffle in my entire life, and I finally won one.
Dude, you're more excited than the people on Price is Right.
And by the way, you went on a roll. I know Al, I missed his role playing craps.
Yeah.
JC, after you left Al the table, JC rolled for like an hour straight.
Yeah. Really?
I won Jenna's full-time boyfriend so much. So many tickets.
So many tickets.
Because he won so much money. He was betting so much money that I was like, dang it. Dang it. Now he's going to win the dang TV.
We were hoping for it.
I'm like, I wanted to lose just so that he would stop playing because he was winning so much money. He had so many tickets.
Yeah.
And I saw him put them in the TV and I was like, that jerk.
I was betting like we're betting with real money. Like I was betting very conservative.
Me too.
Yeah, I was too. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I should have gone over to the craps table and finally learned because Kid always tried to teach me, but he was so fast and I just never could get it.
This is the best way to learn how to gamble. They were going really slow with it.
But it is, I don't know if you guys have ever won a raffle, but it's so surreal That those, it's just the numbers that you're holding.
I don't think I have.
Al, like, it's just the feeling you get when that number is called, the last one. It's like, that's my ticket.
JC's eyes got big, like plates. He started running around.
I ran around the room like he just scored the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl.
It felt better than scoring a game-winning touchdown.
You T-bowed, I think. You got down on the ground. I don't know what you were doing.
A 55-inch curved Samsung? Yes, he won the Super Bowl.
I cried. I was so happy.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been talking about that curved TV forever.
Can I have that 65-inch one you never hung?
I hung it.
You did?
Yeah, it's up there.
Can I buy that from you?
No, you could buy my old one.
Oh.
You can have the bedroom one. You can have the bedroom one.
No, thanks.
Big Al Mack and JC got on the mic.
Uh-oh.
Sang this song. But it still sounds pretty cool to buy me a boat. Buy me a truck. I thought we sounded way better
you
than that.
You guys sound so drunk.
I thought we sounded way
were
better than that.
Were you gone by then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. I thought we actually sounded good when we were singing. That does not prove that.
I won't say good. I'll just say we were karaokeable.
I thought we sounded, but that we don't sound good.
No.
Did anybody make out at the holiday party?
I didn't see any of that.
I don't think so.
Because a survey found that more than half of us had made out with a coworker at the office Christmas party. Over half.
I mean, I kissed my date, probably. But
everybody pretty much had dates for the most part.
And 39% have a...
Oh, really?
For real.
At
like,
the
that's
party?
Pretty high. That's pretty... No, but...
Like with a coworker?
Because of the Christmas party.
Like a hookup. Like, you didn't come with that person, but you hooked up.
And you worked together.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can believe that.
But we didn't have any overly drunk people.
We didn't have any overly drunk. We didn't have any...
Nothing crazy happened?
No.
We need you, Kid Nation. We need you to call us and make us laugh with your holiday party gone wrong moments.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we would have at least one, but I can't think of one.
We didn't have one moment like that.
Maybe we all got so drunk that we don't have any memory of those moments.
I don't know, but I know there's some out there.
Yeah, but if you have one that happened already, if you had your Christmas party or from last year, that you... This is a story you tell every single year. Give us a call. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We want to hear about your holiday party screw-ups next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So big ups to our boy Big Al Mack with his flawless party planning.
Thank you. Told you. I'll handle it.
So flawless that we didn't have any hilarious moments happen at the party, actually. Yeah. It was a pretty smooth sailing party.
It really was.
So we asked you, Kid Nation, to call us and tell us about your holiday party screw-ups and the hilarious things that went on at your holiday party.
Everybody's got them.
Like this one. This is from the text. You can text the show, by the way. Same phone number and everything. You just text it. I took my brother to my company Christmas party at Medieval Times. It was open bar, so he proceeded to get really hammered. Then he tried to fight my coworkers. Then as my fiance and I tried to get him home, he jumped out of the car in the middle of the street.
What?
And I had to call 911 to get the cops to put him back in the car. Twice.
Oh, my.
The brother who gets.
Trying to call the police on your brother.
It's always worse when the date. Like, you feel very responsible for whoever you bring to the party with you.
Oh, and it's your brother. This one, she was the date. I tumbled down the stairs of the party bus taking us to my boyfriend's company Christmas party and flashed everyone when my dress went over my head.
Oh,
his
boy, boss,
manager, everyone.
Oh, boy.
To make matters worse, I didn't have anything to drink. I was entirely sober.
Oh, man.
You can't even laugh it off.
Yeah, right?
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT if you want to call in.
Yes. We'll kick it off here with Cameron.
Cameron,
so what happened at your Christmas party?
Oh, well, what didn't happen? It was not that long ago. I went with a female coworker of mine. I had just started at the company at the time. And so we took a limo there. It was my first time in a limo, and it was an open bar. So needless to say, about 15 drinks in, she just starts making out with me in front of the company president, in front of the CFO, the CEO, everybody. And we ended up getting so trashed that she fell in front of the entire company and flashed her no good. It was a crazy night.
Her no good.
Flashed her no good?
Her no good at the company.
She flashed her no good.
Her no good. I never heard that.
I never heard that one either.
Good.
That was worth the story just to get to that.
Yeah. No
wow.
good.
Yeah. Awesome.
But it ended up being a pretty great night.
Yeah.
Did you guys end up dating Cameron, or it was just a party?
We did for a while, and then something sour out. But it was a pretty fun time, and this was the first time that we had hung out outside of work too. So
okay,
yeah, ended up making out in front of everybody. There you go.
The first night of the no good.
The makeups happened. That see, this is what happens when you have that open bar at the holiday party.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, you did a no-no.
Oh, I did a huge no-no. Big.
Tony's a bad boy.
Okay, so I started my dream job, and I was excited. I started it 2 months before, right? So
yeah.
I didn't know many people there. And we had a huge holiday party. It was my first one. I was excited for everybody in the yard. And I started talking to this blonde I've never met. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know who she was, nothing like that. Well, we had a really good time, a few drinks. Ended up going back to her place to basically Netflix and chill.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love watching shows.
Oh, that's great, right?
No good.
The next morning, I go back to work. Good old day and stuff. My boss calls me in his office.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, that blonde was his daughter.
Oh, no, Tony!
Yeah.
Did he fire you?
Supposedly a little good church girl.
Oh, no! So,
he was attracted to the bad boy with tattoos and a Harley.
Oh, boy. Did he fire you?
Yeah.
No, he transferred me 400 miles away.
Oh, as he should.
Yeah.
He got away from his beautiful daughter.
He didn't fire you, though.
Yeah, at least he didn't get fired, Tony.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, it was a pretty funny morning because walking back out of his office, everybody was looking at me like, you know what you did.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We know what you did. Oh, Tony. Well, at least you didn't get fired.
Yeah, right?
And you still get to listen to the show, so that's good.
Awesome.
Yeah, that is still awesome.
It's a good story, though.
Hmm.
Once again, alcohol involved.
Yeah.
Morgan.
Yeah.
Morgan, you had a couple too many drinks, huh?
Yeah, blame it on the soju, all the Japanese drinks.
Oh. What'd you do?
I was at my first Christmas party at my new job, and, you know, I had a faint, drunk memory of it happening, but apparently it was so crammed in this place, but someone had hit me just right, and I was wearing too low cut of a dress, and I ended up flashing. Well, I didn't think I flashed anybody at the moment.
Of course you didn't.
I just put them right back into place. But in a few weeks later, to make it worse, was I had a new manager at my job, and she pulled me aside. She goes, I just got to tell you, I saw you at the Christmas party. I go, oh, I don't remember meeting you. She goes, no, when you flashed everybody. I go, oh, my gosh.
She saw you.
She saw you. Hey, it could be worse,
but
Morgan.
Everybody was such a good about it, I guess.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
It could have been worse, Morgan, because we had a girl at a restaurant that I worked at. We had our party one time at the restaurant, and she had the same thing happen, but we were taking a picture, and nobody noticed until we developed the pictures.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so
I'm so glad there was no evidence. Nobody took pictures that night of anything.
Yeah, you're lucky, Morgan. It could have been way worse. Thank you for your call.
What is this developing pictures concept that you're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
Back in the early 2000s, we had to develop.
That's right.
I was like 15.
I feel like they'd always like scrape a few copies of the bad ones.
Oh, I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah.
They kept them a couple times.
For sure.
Let's young it up here because we have a family holiday party. And Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
How old are you, Teresa?
I'm 11.
Okay. And this involves your mother?
Oh, no.
Yes.
What happened?
My mom last year was serving pumpkin pie, and she fell in it, and the whipped cream got all over her face, and we all laughed at her.
Yeah.
But it was funny that I wrote Jay-Z and Kelly a letter about my mom, and I'm waiting to go to school, and she's probably hearing me, but...
Well, hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Well, we will look for your letter, okay? Teresa, thank you for calling us. Yeah, we'll look for it.
Yeah.
Now that I know, I'm going to search
it. It'll be the one with the little whipped cream on it.
Yeah, whipped cream on the letter. And hi, Mom, if you're listening. This one sounds weird.
This one sounds weird.
Josh has a really weird one. Josh, you work at a trucking company?
Yeah, yes, sir.
What happened?
He's already laughing.
Josh is already ready to go.
Truck driver.
All right, Josh, what happened, man?
Yeah, so I work at this truck company in West Texas, Oldfield, and I haven't worked for them that long. It's a startup company. It had three owners and has like four trucks. So
okay. They
said we're having a Christmas party up at the country club, and I showed up about an hour and a half late. And when I got there, everybody's already drunk.
Of course.
They're having a good time, and then everything was fine. So, you know, I go start ordering me some drinks, and I'm just sitting there talking. And after a while, sitting there talking to one dude, and I turn around and look, and one of the owners is talking to one of the truck driver's wives, and everybody's off in their own little corners, you know?
Mm-hmm.
One of the truck drivers talking to the owner's wife, and before long, I started to get a weird feeling. I mean, you know something ain't right. You know, it was one big holiday party. It was a whole bunch of little parties, and after a while, I caught, you know, two of them making out.
Whoa!
Yeah, and it turned into, I mean, it quickly turned into a swingers party.
Oh, my God.
The switcheroo. Yeah. It was a switcheroo.
Oh, my God.
It's a Christmas party, people.
Oh, my
God. We're celebrating Jesus' birthday.
It's a season of giving.
Jeez. I know they say sharing is caring, but that's too much.
Oh, my gosh. Keep on trucking.
Yeah, thanks, Josh.
Wow.
Keep on trucking.
Wow.
And it happens real quick, apparently.
Apparently. You can turn on a dime.
Golly.
Oh, we always... Jeez, man.
What the boss is like.
I couldn't handle that.
When somebody's laughing when we pick up the phone, you might want to just go ahead and say, this week we can't talk to this person.
Shakira.
Hi.
Hi.
Shout out.
So you had a coworker's boyfriend making a big scene, huh?
Yes. We took a party bus down to my boss's ranch, and me and her were whispering in each other's ear, and her boyfriend thought we were making out. And so he made a huge scene and told us we were both lesbians and got really angry.
In front of everybody?
Yeah, and so the next, like, Monday morning, our boss is like, is everything okay? Like, do we need to sit down and talk? And we're like, no. Needless to say, she's no longer with him, so that's great.
Yeah, the jealous boyfriend.
Jealous. So for
some guys
girl.
Wouldn't have reacted like that. They were like, hey, what's going on over here? Thank you for your call.
Yeah, you should have been at the trucker's party.
We'll go with Michael here. Michael.
Hello?
What's going on, Michael? What happened at the holiday party you went to?
Hey, man.
Okay, well, it wasn't my Christmas party. It was my, I'm a bartender.
Yeah.
And the company that had the party, I'm working in bartending, and this girl sits the bar, and she's the people who's paying for the party's daughter.
Okay.
Now, she's like 30 plus years old, pretty lady, and I'm talking to her. She hadn't had a drink at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking in her eyes, and she starts, her eyes start rolling. I'm like, are you okay? So as I proceed to walk around the bar, she passes out. I mean, passes smooth out. And I catch her like Derek Jeter going to second. You know, I'm just catching, oh, safe. And everyone's like, ooh, you caught her. And I'm like, yeah. So I'm standing there like a black superhero. And next thing I knew, everyone's looking at me in my face, kind of like applauding me. And then they look down. And I'm like, what's the matter? And it was a deluge. She pees on me.
Oh, no! It was the...
She pees. And I mean, not a little pee. I'm talking like you're changing your little boy, and the pee comes. She pees.
Oh.
And it was a... deluge, and you can hear the water splashing and all that. I'm like, oh my God.
So oh no.
I'm thinking, you know, I'm like, okay, you can't drop her, you can't throw her because you're at work.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just parked the crowd and took her to the bathroom, and
help her out.
And her friend was like, oh my God, she has narcolepsy. She's like, did I do it again? And she passed it right back out.
Uh-huh.
But by then, my night's ruined.
Yeah.
Needless to say, and I go home. So, there you have it.
Then I go home.
You really are.
Yeah, you're a superhero, Michael.
Yeah,
we'll call you a superhero.
We're gonna call you Deluge Man.
Did you at least get a good tip that night?
Yes.
Yeah, he got
yes,
and okay. Some new pants probably.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm sorry, Michael, but that's a great story.
Oh man.
See, you can always look back and laugh.
Oh boy.
And then you have Tara.
Hey, how are y'all?
Oh, we're doing great, Tara.
Talk to us, Tara.
I'm so excited to get through. Okay, we always have this really ritzy cocktail party for our salon. So as a business, we always, you know, invite our clients and our friends and that kind of thing. So we're talking about, you know, a few hundred people.
Yeah.
And I went into the kitchen where they have all of the hors d'oeuvres, and everyone been drinking, you know, pretty yeah. heavily all night. And right next to the queso were someone's stick-on boobs, like the kind that you put on when you need to wear a backless dress.
Yeah.
Yes.
And someone's husband almost used it as a spoon rest. So I scooped them up for the poor woman who's missing her boobs now. And by then, I was so lit that I proceeded to stick them on the front of my dress as I walked through the party asking who lost their boobs. We never found the owner of the stick-on.
No.
I'm guessing because they were embarrassed enough, you know, that yeah. kind of thing. That instead, the bartender stuck them on the wall in the bar thinking that that would be a really good lost and find.
Oh. Sticky boobs. Hey.
Yeah.
Are they called yeah. chicken patties or something?
Well, I don't cutlets. Know what they're called. But yeah, those cutlets were they're man.
There's
small,
different ones,
so.
Yeah.
Boobs by the queso.
Oh, boy.
We didn't have any of that. How lucky did we get to not have any?
Yeah. Keep them coming. You can send us a text, 800-543-3548. Not just today, just send them.
Well, we're going to get a bunch of Christmas party mess-ups because yeah. it is that season. Yeah. All the parties are going to be happening here in the next couple of weeks, so we do want to hear from them. Thank you, Tara, and thank you for putting those boobs on your boobs and telling us that story. It's time for another interview from our Jingle Ball concert.
Okay.
Next up, how about a little Ellie Goulding for us?
How about it?
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Would you guys like to hear what went down?
Yeah, let's do
Who
it.
Got to sit down with Ellie?
Me.
It was Kelly Raspberry
and me
and Jenna. So a girl talk.
Yeah.
What did the girls talk to Ellie Goulding about? We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, if you missed it, we talked about the Christmas party. Big Al Mac ended up doing a great job.
Thank you, buddy.
I would say fantastic.
Wow, I got a fantastic, Kelly.
I said it was good.
Kelly says it's
not
good.
As bad as I thought.
It's better than the terrible she was given prior
no,
to the party
I,
happening.
I said the picnic food. Good thing for you. I love picnic food.
Yeah,
I love picnic food.
It. It
I love food that doesn't yeah. require utensils.
Yeah. yeah.
That's my favorite
that was fun.
Food in the world, especially if you fry it first.
Yeah.
Fried finger foods. Ugh.
I'm telling you. It was by design because I knew it was casino. So we didn't
and
have like forks and knives and all that.
Open
know?
Bar.
Open
so
bar.
How can you go wrong with fried yep. finger foods, deviled eggs, and open bar?
I did have fishy smell on my fingers because of the shrimp
you know
afterwards.
As long as the person you're with has fishy fingers, and it's all right.
My yeah. wife hates fishy fingers.
But the shrimp, bacon wrapped shrimp was good. There wasn't anything bad.
Yeah,
that
was good.
Buffet.
Good.
So, although I did not partake in the vegetable tray.
I didn't either. you got a fantastic from me, a good from Kelly and Jenna. What do you give Big Al's party?
It was fine.
Fine,
a good, and a fantastic.
Hey, that's pretty
we
good.
We can't let him have it.
Can't. Let, that's all
well,
right.
Well, on principle.
It was a fine
party.
Yeah.
On principle. You should have closed it.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
Yeah.
That, honestly,
it still, it worked out fine.
I don't like fried food, so I kind of.
Yeah, you're out.
But you know what? The casino, I had a great time.
Yeah.
It was decorated beautifully. The company was great. The open bar. I do have an issue with it just being curtained off like
yeah.
that. I
yeah.
wish that it had just been shut down for a couple hours.
Yeah.
We couldn't hear the video. That was the only bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah. The audio wasn't that good.
We have an end of the year video where.
Yeah,
we just funny moments.
And it just, yeah, I don't know, the acoustics for whatever reason.
The
know.
Radio TV show, with the, we couldn't hear the video.
It's okay, we'll watch it today in the office.
You can hear it.
What are you waiting for?
We continue our Jingle Ball interview series. That right there is Ellie Goulding. And man, is she fit.
Yes, she is.
Wow.
Right? And like I was saying to somebody else, when she's on video and stuff, she doesn't look fat, but she just looks, you know, a little bit more, what's the word, Rubenesque, soft.
Yeah.
Like, but man, in person, she is like.
She's strong.
She's toned.
She got like pink torso. Like she's got like a strong
yeah.
torso.
Yeah.
She works
photographs,
out.
Photographs, I don't know,
yeah.
differently.
So Kelly and Jenna, you guys got to sit down with Ellie Goulding at Jingle Ball.
Yeah, or stand. We
or
stood.
Oh, you stood? Okay.
Stood.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Kelly, you started off.
I had to clear this up. My daughter and I.
Yeah.
From the first time we heard that song, I'm gone blank on the title of it.
On my mind.
On my mind. Thank you. So from the first time we heard that song, we loved it. And my daughter is so into lyrics, so she immediately looked up the lyrics. And you know how some people just go online and they write lyrics, whatever they think it is?
They're wrong a lot of time,
and
yeah.
And she said, so I poured it down. Yeah, I poured it down. I was like, no, it's put it down.
I think it's put it down. It's
put it yeah. down. Yeah, I put it down. And Kelly's like, no, Mommy. And we fight over it. So whenever she sings it in the car, she'll be singing, it's a little funny how the whole... So I poured it down. So I poured... She does it just to emphasize it, and it drives me crazy.
It's put it down. You put it down,
well,
right?
Well, see, JC, that okay. was the... I as silly as it sounds, I had to have this put to rest and satisfy... I wanted to be satisfied that I was yeah. right, my daughter was wrong.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So you asked... That's how you kicked
I
off the interview.
Straight, straight out of the gate. I said, I gotta ask.
Okay. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see now.
My daughter and I, your song
yeah.
is our favorite song.
Really?
And we fight about the lyrics.
Oh.
She says, because I poured it down, I poured it out. Yeah. I said, no, it's put it down.
Okay, it's this yeah, one right see? Here.
Shame. You said I was good, so I poured it down, so I poured it down.
So I poured it down.
Poured. All right, let's see what Ellie has to say.
Put it down, because you put it down.
No, it's poured it down like the booze, like the drink.
My daughter's right, Emma yeah. Kelly. You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
We fight about this all the time in the car.
Well, it's about when you make irrational decisions due to alcohol consumption.
And how old is Emma Kelly now?
I thought it meant because you put it down. That's what I thought it meant.
Oh, I wish I was that cool.
Okay.
How much are you drinking around Emma Kelly?
I'm not, but we just love that song so much in the car. I don't explain to her what it means. She just likes the way it sounds.
Oh, nice. You started boxing, and then I decided I needed to do this because
really?
All these hot girls did it. So, yeah, I basically was a copycat of like 6 months ago.
Some girls, I don't know, I do it for different reasons, but I do it because I think it's just really good for strength and for agility.
I love that you posted something on your Instagram because it was so what it did for me, the purpose of not just like weight loss, but you were like something along the lines of you were going through a really hard time yeah. and when you're yeah. emotional, it's so nice
oh,
to
no,
beat
I, yeah.
something up.
No, totally. I was, there was a, you know, stuff that had been going on in Paris and stuff that was really making me lose a lot of sleep. And, you know, there was a little bit of anger about that, about what happened. So I, you know, the best thing for me is to take it out on my trainer who ends up getting a lot of punches in the face, but yeah, I do love sparring and love I just love boxing.
Do you actually spar
thing.
Other girls though?
No,
I mean, you're not gonna like ever.
But
fight.
They wouldn't want to with me.
I'd be scared no. to take a punch in the face. Uh-uh. You do all the punching. You don't take any of the hits.
No. I mean, it depends. But I'm pretty fast, so I probably wouldn't take many hits. So.
Oh,
bragging.
Well, I don't brag about many things. Trust
that's
me.
That's right.
What are your holiday plans?
I am going to spend it with my family. They're kind of dotted around England, so I'm going to round them all up and hopefully see them in my house, maybe. Or
have them all over to you.
Yeah, I might do. And I've just got two Bengal cats, and they're so naughty, and they run around and break everything, and my house is demolished because of them, but they're lovely and amazing.
And they're yeah. there waiting for you to get home
exactly,
for Christmas.
Exactly, yeah.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Ellie Goulding, the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Big fans.
Thank you.
Emma Kelly, you were right. Dang it.
There it is, Emma Kelly, do the dance.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize I was scared.
Kelly's wrong dance, everybody.
Kelly, I was looking down at her boobs.
But you yeah. heard Ellie say she wishes she was as cool to say put it down. And so I told Emma Kelly in the car, you were right and I was wrong. Well, she loves being right. But she goes, but Mommy, you know what? I like your lyrics better, too.
Oh, Kelly so always finds a way.
She gave my daughter yeah. to appease me.
Uh-huh.
Said, Mommy, I like your version better. Even though the words, even though my daughter was right, she was a gracious winner.
Uh-huh.
She didn't do the Kelly's Wrong Dance.
Well, you know, she learned it from her mother.
Of course.
Gracious winner.
That interview with Ellie Goulding, along with all the other ones we've done, including One Direction and Tove Lo and Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, all those that we've done so far, we'll put them up at KidNation.com if you want to watch them. Tomorrow we'll have Five Sauce.
Okay.
I believe around 7:30 Central. 7:10 Central, I'm sorry. So you can look forward to that right there. And
it's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well done with the party, Big Al Mac.
Thank you, brother.
So I've been noticing that a lot of girls on my Facebook feed are posting this this message that a guy wrote to his wife. Kind right. of. It's from a guy named Jason Hewlett, the Entertainer. And he's a writer and he publishes stuff. But he started off by saying, kind of embarrassed to it, and it's pretty long, so I'll just do the short version.
Please.
Kind of embarrassed to admit this, but I think I sort of cheated on my wife today. So that hooks you.
I sort of cheated on my
yeah.
wife.
Guys always throw the soda in there.
Honey,
I sort of cheated on her.
I'm not sure.
And then he goes to explain. He was at Target getting a few things.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, eyebrow tweezers, toenail clippers, all that stuff. Uh-huh. And he gets in line and then notices a girl in line looking right. Like, she's looking hot.
Yeah.
And he thinks to himself, wow, some lucky guys with that woman. That's mm-hmm. great. Good for him. You know, what a hot chick.
Okay.
And so she goes to start paying for her stuff. And then he realizes, oh, man, that's not just some random hottie I just spotted. That's my wife.
Wow. Look at him.
He was just fawning all over his actual wife. He was thinking to himself, some guy is a lucky guy that has this girl to go home to. And it turns out it's her. He's the lucky guy.
How does he not recognize his wife?
You've done this. If you're in a setting where you don't expect your significant other to be at.
She has her hair in a ponytail. Yeah. And you see her from the back or something.
You're not expecting her to be there, so you're not thinking that it could be them until you finally see their face. And he said he tried to get her attention by texting her or whatever and just a couple like, hey, hottie, what are you doing? But she was too busy paying for her stuff. And he goes and goes, first of all, how cool that she doesn't have a wandering eye because she hasn't caught this guy checking her out behind her trying to make faces at her.
Yeah.
And second of all, that sucks for me because I'm not good enough to get her attention. I'm her husband, and I still can't get her attention. But he goes on to say how we need to take a step back and how lucky he is and we need to love our significant others.
Appreciate what you got.
Going back to the first line, though, how did he kind of cheat on his wife?
The fact that he was thinking and...
That she's so attractive,
and he was impure.
At another woman. Yeah,
he
was cheating.
He was having impure thoughts.
Some people believe, Jimmy Carter, when he said he has committed adultery in his heart, because some people think if you even look and have a lustful thought about somebody else, that that's the same as committing adultery.
And that's what he meant.
That's
by
what he's saying.
And
he never lusting after a woman, didn't realize it was his own wife.
And it was really cool because he said he could have embarrassed her and gone like, baby, I thought you were so hot. He just let her go about it and he admired what she was doing and just the small things like pulling the coupon out and paying for it and
he's probably
swiping
exaggerating
the card.
Just a bit.
Sure, sure.
He's a writer.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a writer. But he said the final line in his long, long post, which we'll put up at kidnation.com later. It's a lesson of the day. It's good to look at those we love with fresh eyes whenever we can to remind us how lucky we are to have their light in our lives. So you got all the girls swooning over this guy, just going completely nuts. Like, how romantic is this guy? And sending their boyfriends the dreaded, you know.
Why don't you ever say stuff about me? Like
exactly.
That?
You got a lady writing her husband going, I can't even get you to open the dang car door. And then so you got the girls going crazy over this. And then you got the guys. Then you got the guys going like, I don't even look at chicks
outside of my marriage.
Why don't I get credit for that?
Why don't I get credit for that? So the guys are hating it like we normally do, and the girls are loving this. His name is, what was his name again?
Jason Hewlett. Cheated,
who cares?
Like if he had gone up to her and said, hey, what's your name? And then
she turned around.
That would have been sort of cheating.
Right.
That would have been bad.
But he'd have to come
and then he could play it off. Like,
it off.
I knew it was you.
I knew it was you, baby.
That's exactly what he could do.
Did they not drive to the store together?
No. They were just running errands on their own.
There's so many holes in this.
I do that.
So not romantic.
I've seen Kinsey at Target when I was going to pick something up, and I didn't know she was going to be there. Yeah, like it's just randomly running to each other.
Yeah.
But he didn't even know it was his wife.
Hmm.
You like? Do you think? I thought Kelly would be like, "That's fake."
I did that once. I hit sort of boyfriend's butt at the gym. I always see him at the gym. We work out together, and it wasn't him.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No, he probably recognized within 2 seconds that it was his wife. He probably caught this hot blonde out of the side of his eye. Yeah. Immediately recognized it was her.
Yeah.
But then he embellished just a bit. That's what I think happened.
So who did you pat on the butt, Jenny?
I don't know. Just some cute guy on the elliptical. But I always will do that to him when I see him. I walk by and poke his butt.
Yeah.
And it wasn't him. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I mean, what do you say? I'm sorry. I thought you were someone else because it's still inappropriate
but you know
that
what?
You're doing that.
What a great way to broach, you know, meeting someone.
Sexually harass somebody?
Well, you pretend you thought it was someone else.
For sure. It's a great way.
Okay.
I love that approach.
Jenna can do that, and it's fine.
Yeah.
But Al and I go do that, and we're arrested within 5 minutes.
Girls can, if you play
girls
it right.
Girls can grope. I think that makes more sense than the guy groping. We can get away with that.
I wanted to ask you this, Jenna, because you're a full-time boyfriend now. Mm-hmm. He has a twin brother. Do you sometimes accidentally walk up to a twin brother and start making out with them, thinking it's your boyfriend?
Well, they're not identical.
They do look a lot
alike.
Like,
you know what?
I get them.
I have this weird twin thing, though. Like, I've always been able to tell the difference, if that makes sense. Other than looking at
childhood photos. Uh-huh. Sometimes, like, I can't tell the difference between the two of them. But
talking,
they have different hair.
Like, if
one has longer curly hair, one has really short hair. One always has more facial hair than the other. They wear different shoes.
What if you saw naked pictures from the neck down?
Would you be able to tell?
I don't know.
Do you think they'd be down to give us some naked pictures so
you
we could try?
They're the same.
Why do you want them?
No, so we could. No, I don't want them. We'll have Kelly hold them up for it. But I'm saying, like, get us the pictures, and then Jenna has to tell us which one's which.
Could I tell the difference? I mean, I'd like to think so.
Right?
But no, I've never accidentally hooked up with the other one, if that's what you're asking.
Know.
I just, I don't know. I don't know why it matters. Like, when am I going to see them both naked? Like, I have to, my life depends on it. I have to pick out the one.
Yes, your life depends on it.
Yeah.
It's it. All in.
I think I could. I know that body.
Yeah?
Right?
They're twins. They're identical twins.
Actually, come on in, guys.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.